2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have sunshine 97 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, police in Taylorsville are still trying to identify two people shot dead early this morning. We have two reporters working the story this afternoon, looking at police and community reaction first. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage.
Police are investigating the scene today near 47th South and 3600 West. They got calls from people who heard gunshots this morning around 5 a.m., including one person who had the back window of their car hit by a stray bullet while they were driving in the area. One woman was found dead near the Speedway gas station, and a man's body was found a block away. Sergeant Jake Hill says they are looking into any possible relationship between the man and woman.
We don't believe that there's any outstanding suspect or, you know, any danger to the community, at least at this point. We believe that all the involved parties are here on scene.
Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
I'm Becky Bruce. Traffic is always busy on 4700 South, but neighbors say in the overnight hours and early mornings, it's usually pretty peaceful. That peaceful feeling was shattered by the sound of gunfire.
Kind of scary. First time hearing a gunshot. Yeah, it's horrifying.
Frankie Balos tells me he heard at least one of the gunshots in the early morning hours. Other neighbors say they now feel uneasy and unsettled. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A Provo flasher has been arrested again, this time by BYU police. 22-year-old Jose Guadalupe Ochoa Gordine was booked into Utah County Jail after he allegedly exposed himself to a woman on the Mazer Trail. Police say their suspect did the same thing a year ago, same jogging trail. He was arrested in two other cases and was sentenced to 20 days in jail. He's back in jail now. Vice President Mike Pence is breaking his silence on the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago. Maria Zuleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff Pence is calling for calm in the wake of increasing threats and acts of violence against the FBI. The former vice president says the Attorney General and Justice Department should be held accountable, but he urges Republicans to support law enforcement.
Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
Pence headlining the Politics and Eggs Political Forum in New Hampshire. Threats against the judge who approved the search warrant for the Mar-a-Lago search are the latest sign of a judiciary branch in the political crosshairs. Legal experts say that's a worrying sign for the rule of law and the future of democracy. U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt has been targeted online by Trump supporters who have also published his address. Now that Liz Cheney has lost the congressional race in Wyoming's primary, she is leaving the door open to running for president. Cheney telling supporters she's not leaving the political stage.
I ask you tonight to join me.
Cheney's spokesperson confirming that Cheney plans to create an anti-Trump group to take him on for his potential 2024 run for president. Her campaign says it will be an organization to educate the American people about it, what it calls the threat to the republic. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
Busy day here at KSL. Governor Cox was here at noontime. Senator Mitt Romney was in the studio on Inside Sources to talk with Boyd Matheson about President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the new law with the $20 billion price tag.
Anytime the federal government is spending more money, that is not reducing inflation. It is causing more inflation. So it's improperly named. But, you know, in politics, you try and perfume the pig, and that's what they've done.
The new law is focused on climate change and raises taxes on some corporations. Utah is already testing wastewater for COVID. Now they're going to test wastewater for monkeypox. But there's a limit to this sort of thing.
Nathan LaCrosse with the Utah Department of Health Wastewater Division told me that there is no way to do widespread tests for any and all diseases and viruses. However, certain tests can be done to monitor things like monkeypox and COVID. He says the CDC is currently working on a panel that does target more than one certain pathogen.
KSL News Radio's Ali Litzinger there. The health department has been monitoring COVID in wastewater for months, giving up a heads up about the ebb and flow of the disease in Utah. Disturbing news in 2022. More kids are anxious and depressed. A new report shows 1.5 million more children were diagnosed with mental health issues over the past 6 years. But there might be a silver lining.
The 26% national rise in the number of kids aged 3 to 17 expressing anxiety or depression since 2016 could mean that more children are willing to talk about mental health and more adults are willing to listen.
Parents are scared,
says Stacey Zawolski of Mental Health Advocates of Western New York.
We see some pretty drastic behaviors with younger and younger kids.
Despite the increases, some states, Illinois, Louisiana, and Nevada among them, have seen a decline in the number of kids facing depression or anxiety. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KSL News Time 5. Wishful thinking,
you're jumping
right?
ahead, aren't you?
It's 3:05. Ricky Meese is here. We're looking at the traffic this afternoon. How's the rush starting?
I-80 jammed up, and of course, it's due to construction. This is eastbound I-80 from Lake Point to the SR-201 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're going to talk about inflation in just a moment. My Minute of News is on the way next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.